This is Chad Harrison, and you're listening to Hope Alive, applying God's Word to your daily life. Hi, this is Chad Harrison, and I am the teaching pastor of Lake Community Church and have been serving as a pastor for 25 years. I'm also a practicing attorney. This podcast is designed to help you study God's Word and find God's will for your life. I pray in the name of Jesus right now that God would open up His Word to you and allow you to see Him and to know Him and to know His will, that you might glorify Him and that you might walk in faith and power each and every day, especially today, in Jesus' name.
Good morning. Welcome to Lake Community Church's morning Bible study. We are in Leviticus chapter 13, and we're going to slow just real quick today. Just slow up for a second. We'll finish chapter 14 tomorrow, but we do need to slow up and deal with something that this chapter brings up that I think is really a neat understanding. Not only is it a neat understanding, it is a important understanding for the Christian life. It's an important understanding of the way God operates. It's an important understanding that God has really given me in my own life. And I think it's one of those things that deserves a little bit of time spent. We've been dealing with leprosy and the infectious diseases of the skin, defiling skin diseases. Anyway, and there's going to be a switch made here, and it's interesting that they're together, because normally nobody would think of them as having anything to do with each other. But in the context of what Scripture is trying to give us a picture of, it's a perfect picture of what God's trying to do. And so it is mold in your house, or mold in the house of the Israelites as they went into the Promised Land. And obviously, if a defiling skin disease is a picture of sin, mold would be a picture of sin. But it'd be a picture of sin in the house, when there'd be a picture of an environment that is sinful, an environment that is not honoring God, not glorifying God. And so obviously your house would be a picture of your life, where you live, where you dwell, what you do. It is the intimate place where your family are. And obviously when you take the pictures here, you have a picture of sin that started from you and has infected your house. It's gone into the walls of the house, and it's made the house defiled. Just like the defiling skin disease, the house has become defiled. It says, the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, now I'm going to get real into this. Lord said to Moses and Aaron, when you enter the land of Canaan. Now, you go, well, what does that tell us? Remember, you leave Egypt where you're enslaved to sin. God delivers you out of Egypt through the blood on the doorpost of God, the blood of the Lamb. You cross over, the enemy chases you. You cross over the Red Sea, picture of being baptized, and the enemy is crushed behind you by the sea. Then you go out into the wilderness, and in the wilderness, just like Jesus went in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights, in the wilderness, we learn to trust God's word. That's where they received the Ten Commandments. That's where they met with God, even though they didn't really want to meet with God. That's where we learn to deal with. Remember, the enemy in Jesus came out and tempted Jesus. And so when the children of Israel are in the wilderness, what happens to them? They have to deal with their idolatry that they brought up out of Egypt. And so you have the golden calf, and you have other situations that develop as you go through them being in the wilderness. And so they have to deal with the idolatry or the other gods that are in their lives. And so ultimately, the whole purpose of God delivering them out of Egypt was not leave them in the wilderness, but was to get them to the land of His promises, the land of where God is operating in their life. And as we talked about, the wilderness experience, and especially this time right here in the book of Leviticus, is a picture of God teaching us about what salvation is, and salvation being the process. In the New Testament, the word sozo would be the process of God teaching us how to act with Him. And in the wilderness, you've got these debilitating skin diseases. That's the picture of sin in our own lives. And then you've got these things that we've carried with us. Maybe they're family things. Maybe they're passed down from generation to generation. But whatever they are a mold in your house. They're a defilement in your house. They're messing up your house. And God says, when you go into Canaan, they're going to be there also. Okay, there are going to be issues that you have to deal with also in Canaan. And in Canaan is where the Spirit-filled Christian life is. That's the picture of that. That's where you walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. You're led by the Holy Spirit. You're taught by the Holy Spirit. You grow in understanding of who and what your gifts are and why you're made and what your purpose is in glorifying God. And each one of us has our own unique one. We're not equitable. We're equal before God, but we're not equal in how God has gifted us. He's made us all uniquely different, and we all have unique talents and skills and abilities and unique importance in his kingdom. And so we're in the business of doing that heavily in the promised land. But when we get there, we always have to worry about making sure we get our house clean, making sure that our house is in the river, making sure that we're doing the right things as far as not allowing sin to infect our house and not allowing things to happen in our house that would tend to lead towards sin. And that's not only for us, but that's for our family. That's for our church. That this is a picture of not allowing sin to have its way in the house. He says, when you enter the land of Canaan, which I'm giving you as your possession, notice, this is his gift. This is God's promises fulfilled in our lives. He says, and I put spreading mold in a house in the land. Now, if you notice, he says, I put spreading mold in the house in our land, in the land. Huh. Well, what does that mean? It's an important understanding principle. Oftentimes when things happen that are bad in our lives, rough in our lives, things going on at home or going on with our work or going on at church, oftentimes we think that it's the enemy attacking. And sometimes that's true. Sometimes that is what's happening. And there's some telltale signs of when the enemy attacks, and we'll discuss those down the road. But what we're discussing today is when God steps in and causes problems in the house, which would be this mold, causes problems in the house so that you can identify the issues that you need to get fixed in your life. And oftentimes, we are led to think that God has caused anything difficult or hard or upsetting to happen in our lives, but the truth is he does. Those whom the Father loves, he does discipline. In fact, the Holy Spirit is a refining fire, which means he's burning out the things that cause us struggle and problems in our lives. He is refining us like fine gold. He's making sure all the impurities and all that which is not gold is removed from our lives. And one of the ways to do that is for him to identify the problem in our house, the problem in our family, the problem where we live, the problem in our churches. And he says, when there's a problem there, I'm going to put a mold in the house in that land. What I'm saying is I'm going to identify this is a problem. There's something going on here. And oftentimes, when we think about our issues and our problems, what's going on in our lives, when we look at them as mature Christians, talking about Christians that are going into the promised land, Christians that are living the Spirit-filled Christian life, when we go into those situations and when we go into those places and we look around, oftentimes we think that a problem that is developed is purely from the enemy. And it might not be. It might not. It might be that God is trying to identify something in our lives that he's running to get fixed, or something that we've allowed to creep in. The Apostle Paul calls it the sin that so easily entangles us, meaning the things that are natural to who we are. When you grow up a certain way, you have those things that are natural to you. They might have some substance abuse that you are familiar with. Maybe some anger or bitterness or fear or anxiety or things like that was common in your family, and God would like for it to be uncommon for you. And so he wants to get those things fixed. And so the only way for him to get those things fixed is for him to cause issues to develop and for you to look around and say, okay, what is going on? But the reason I'm bringing this up and the reason and we're discussing it right now is because oftentimes we say the enemy's attack and so it's doing me wrong. This is not working out because I have people that are not acting right or they're not treating me well. And, you know, we get a pouty face. And I figured out in my own life and in my own death and in my own leadership of the church and in all of those areas, I figured out whenever something goes wrong, and I don't want you to hear this, when I perceive that there's something that's wrong, when I perceive there's mold in the house, okay? When I perceive there's mold in the house, I need to step back and self-evaluate. I need to think about, okay, have I caused this mold in the house? Have I done something, or have I gone to some old ways, or have I allowed a certain thing in my life but such that it's caused me to wander away from the direction God was leading me? And that self-evaluation is always important. When we read in the Bible and we read about somebody doing something wrong, our first instinct says, yeah, you shouldn't have done that. But the real instinct that you need to have when you're reading scripture and you read about somebody like the Pharisees, for instance, in the New Testament, yeah, them say Pharisees. When we read that, oftentimes we forget that we could be Pharisees. We could be Sadducees. We could be Philistines. We could be the problem. We could be the problem. And understanding that God has not put the mold in the house for it to remain there, but he's put the mold in the house to identify the problem. And that's what he's saying here. He says, the owner of the house must go and tell the priest, meaning you're the priest now. You don't have to go to the priest. You are the priest. I've seen something that looks like a defiling mold in my house. Notice, I've recognized that there may be a problem here. And you need to go to your counselor, who is the Holy Spirit, and say, okay, is this problem, first and foremost, before I go wandering off on some crusade against something that is not the problem, first of all, I need to sit down and go, am I the problem? Is this issue coming from me? Is this issue my problem? Have I invited this into my house? Have I made this happen? Have I set the environment such that the Lord had to send this so that I would wake up and recognize it? And the answer is, oftentimes, especially in the Spirit-filled Christian life, the answer is oftentimes yes. The answer is oftentimes, yeah, I'm the one who made this happen. I'm the one who caused this problem. And remember, it's not for the purpose of condemnation. It's for the purpose of fixing it. You don't go to the priest and ask the priest to check it out so that you can be destroyed by it. You go to the priest and ask him, tell me to check it out so that you can figure out how to get the problem solved, how to get the problem fixed, how to get the mold out, how to set my life in proper order. Notice whenever some Mormons come to leadership in the church, the first thing that's asked of them is to go and set their house in order. Go and set their life in order. Is your life in order? Is your household in the right position? And the standard for Christian leadership is to be a person that has his house in order before he begins to take care of the house of the Lord or the church of Jesus Christ. You can't lead the people of God if you don't lead the people of God that are most close to you. And that understanding and that direction is important. It's important to say to yourself and to say when things go wrong, okay, is this problem emanating from me? Now, what's cool about that is if it's not and it's coming from somewhere else, then you have full power and authority to go out there and fix it and cause it to go away, to pray over it, to seek out wisdom and to deal with it, to get it right. You have all the authority and power to do that. But first, you got to self-evaluate yourself. And this mold that is talked about at the end of chapter 14 of Leviticus is not a mold that has nothing to do with you. It's a mold that has everything to do with you. It is a mold that is sent by God to identify issues that you may be blind to. You may not see them as a problem, or you may know them to be a problem. You just let them back in, and you need to deal with them. And so I think this Bible study is one of those Bible studies where as we're quickly moving through Leviticus, I know how much you've loved it. As you think about it, we need to stop and pause real quick and say, okay, all these issues that we're looking for, all these things that we're learning to find, all these things that we're given spiritual eyes to see, first, I need to first, always, when I get a spiritual insight, I need to always apply it to myself. I need to always look at it from my life and my perspective. I don't need to first go out there on witch hunts and go out there and have a vermin search. I need to first look and see if the vermin is me. And if the vermin's me, then I can handle that. If the vermin is someone else, then we can work with God to help them along the path themselves. But first, the first vermin check needs to be at my house. And that's why the mold is at my house.
As you go today, I pray that the Lord will bless you and keep you, that he'll make his face to shine upon you, and that he will give you hope and peace today in Jesus' name.